These are the Lord's appointed feasts, the sacred assemblies you are to proclaim at their appointed times. The Lord's Passover begins at twilight in the 14th day of the first month. On the 15th day of that month, the Lord's Feast of Unleavened Bread begins. For 7 days, you must eat bread made without yeast. On the first day, hold a sacred assembly and do no regular work. For 7 days, present an offering made to the Lord by fire. And on the seventh day, hold a sacred assembly and do no regular work. Verse 14. You must not eat any bread or roasted or new grain until the very day you bring this offering to your God. This is to be a lasting ordinance for the generations to come wherever you live. I quote verse 31. You shall do no work at all. This is to be a lasting ordinance for the generations to come, wherever you live. It is a Sabbath of rest for you, and you must deny yourselves. From the evening of the ninth day of the month until the following evening, you are to observe your Sabbath. I could give you many scriptures about the God of heaven who dictated that he wanted this time every year to be honored. Instead, we have the religious world that does its thing and sacrifices to Ishtar. And I could go on and on and on, and I'm not about to beat anybody up. I will tell you, however, when you decide if the press for obedience is in your heart to take time for the feast, you will be challenged, but you'll also be blessed beyond your understanding. You say, well, how do you know? How about my experience? Every year, since 1988, the Lord pressured for me to obey. And I had all kinds of good reasons. This and that and the next thing, and this and that and the next thing. I could give you 1,001 combinations of good reasonings that it didn't make sense. And then, this was the Feast of Tabernacles, and about August, I said to the Holy Spirit, I give up. I release it to you. Now, there's a word that was given. Surrender it all. Surrender it all. That small part of your problem that you are holding on to, surrender it now. It will be in the final letting go that you will find peace. It is in that peace that true rest will come. I can only do my work if you will let me.
Jesus.
Surrender it all. But Lord, I have a couple of excuses. Surrender it all. But Lord, I don't have the money. Surrender it all, my beloved. So what happened in 1988? I was ready to surrender. The feast was being celebrated in It was being done in Portland, Oregon. And my finances were quite low. And I didn't know how this God was, do you remember, this God? Because you see, I knew the other God, the God that I served according to my terms.
Thank you.
Anybody know that God that you serve according to your terms?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. How about the one that you serve because he dictates and he commissions? So he did. I said, Lord, I'd like to go, but how are you going to do this? He said, did you surrender it? And don't try to figure it out. Several weeks go by, and somebody came to me and said, by the way, God has pressed it on my heart that I'm going to pay for your fare to travel to Oregon. Round trip. Whoa, I didn't expect that. It was not on my radar, but it was on God's radar. So I flew out to Oregon with a few friends, most of which are all gone to be with the Lord now. And some of you, this is an old story, but we were taught about the feast in multiples of levels every single day. Three sessions every single day. It got so intense. One of the leaders was teaching us about the year of Jubilee. And guess what? This year is a year of Jubilee, and you'll not have another one in your lifetime. Unless you're 18. You're 18 and a half, you don't qualify. I'm teasing, but let's face it. Most of us are over that number. And teaching us that Jesus is our Jubilee. Jesus is the 50th. And he's also the first and the last. So to make a long story short, it was the most awesome experience of my life. After that came war. Why? The enemy comes to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. How did I survive it? By his grace alone. Crying out, oh Lord, have mercy. Help, help. So tonight, I don't want to give you any more. What I want to do is I want you all to come up. Find your way to the edge of the altar and make a circle. Make it good and big, a good large circle. And if you look at the matzah, I'm going to take one of these candles. Is that okay?
Stop it. Take this one so it doesn't burn the flag.
I want you to see that a matzah is full of piercings, mm-hmm. and it's also full of stripes. By his stripes we were
healed.
He was pierced for our
transgressions.
Oh, really? That's what it means? Do you realize the Jews still do this every year and have no understanding that it's Jesus?
What was that?
Hiccup.
Hiccups! You're being healed. Hallelujah.
I'm chirping.
Chirping. Good. Good.
That's what it
sounded
like.
Notice it's by his stripes we were healed. Amen. He was pierced for my
transgressions.
And they do this every single year, and they've been doing it for how many hundreds of years? And still, they don't get it. What do you think happens to an 80 or 90-year-old who at some point celebrates the Feast of Passover and says, oh my God, this is real. I've been doing this for 30, 40, 50, 60 years and never saw Jesus. He is the Lamb. Remember, they don't slaughter lambs anymore, but they do take the matzah. The best time for selling matzah right now. Mm-hmm. They make big sales, big numbers, and they're looking at the what?
Profits.
They're looking at?
Profits.
The profits, yes. Profits, yeah. Not the prophetic. Mm. The profits. How much money can they make? All teasing aside, tonight, I want you to lift your hands. And Mary, would you take the other one that's full there? Because this is going to be done for just the men and women of the earth and all those that don't know Jesus tonight. We're going to declare. Are you ready? Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
We see clearly.
We see clearly.
That you were pierced.
For
my
transgressions.
You were whipped. And by your stripes. I am healed. And when I take this lamb, I'm going to put the Israelites to shame. Because when they left Egypt, there was not one that was sick. Or feeble. Or lame. Or any kind of disease. Could remain in their body. So tonight, we declare this to be. The Lamb of God. Who was slain for me. Hallelujah. Mary. All of you with me, say, Lord Jesus. When that lamb, was sliced open, his blood, was put on the doorpost, and changes took place, in every house. Even the neighbors could come in. And you allowed them salvation. What an incredible time to commemorate our God. To see his deliverance. His salvation from the spirit of death. Yes, the spirit of death came. Killed every firstborn. In all of Egypt. The wailing and the crying. Was from Pharaoh's house, to the youngest slave. I give you praise tonight. For this is the blood that cleanses, and washes me, and brings me total protection, from death. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to you, Jesus. We take this for our president who's in Europe right now and all the things that he's speaking. Father, we ask that you would just miraculously bring protection upon Europe and upon England especially. Do what the work that needs to be done and that only you can do. Along with all the others that are in nursing homes, hospitals. Maria, I did see this week. Looking forward, God willing, to be able to see her again. She's struggling. So that's Maria Neves. Keep her in prayer as needed. She is struggling. Her daughter, Anne. Her son. Down in Florida, Tony. So, Father, for all these, we rejoice and we take this Passover lamb. For the victory that only you can bring, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.